God morning, God morning, Minister Sharon. Welcome to the Master's Call. Thank you so much, women of God, for allowing God to use you mightily in praise and worship this morning. God bless you, and may God dispatch your angels with you to make sure that you get to your destination safely in Jesus' name. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I thank you for joining us during praise and worship. And right now, we're going to go ahead and go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you and we magnify you. We lift our voices, we lift our hearts, we lift our eyes, we lift our hands up to you, God. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the praise. And we say, have your way, oh God, in us. Have your way here on the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes, which allows for us to gather here each and every single Monday through Friday since October the 25th of 2010, God. And we thank you that we are faithfully persevering into our ninth year here. And I say, God, fill them up, God, until they overflow. Strengthen and saturate them from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, God, with every single thing that they stand in need of in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for Artist Life and for the DSD Leon family that's transforming lives all over the world, Father. And so we will be forever grateful to give you all the glory, to give you all the praise. And I ask that you would anoint the speaker that will come in the name of Jesus, that we will be open to receive the word that you would have us to receive this day. And as we go out on this Thursday, God, we give ourselves to you that you would use us, Father, and we surrender everything to you, God. So work in us, work in our minds, our hearts, and our spirits right now in the name of Jesus, that we will be the lights that illuminate brightly wherever we are in the world. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I would like to turn the call over to our host. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany, and thank you so much for greeting the people of God and for opening the call and with your powerful prayer, and for bringing us the praise and worship this morning. You and Minister Sharon, just a blessing. I surrender all and I give myself away. Praise the Lord. Two of my favorite songs. Well, good morning. Good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa. And I'm just so excited about having you join us this morning on the Master's Call. The Master's Call was founded, as Minister Tiffany said, almost 9 years ago by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patson and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on a scripture verse, and that scripture verse is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website, and at that website, you will be able to find all the messages that have been archived from the inception of this call, as well as all the bios of our speakers. That website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. We also have a theme, and God blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme every year. And for this year, our theme is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me individually and collectively will clearly be seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as I always say, you don't need to audition. We don't hold any of that. All you need to do is have a heart for the Lord and a heart to serve. So if God has touched your heart to be a greeter, just as you heard Minister Tiffany so beautifully do, or to host, as you hear me doing right now, or maybe God has given you a word that he really wants you to share and bless someone with and encourage someone with, you can do so by contacting us at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. Also, you know, on Fridays, our call is held over just a little bit longer so that you could give us your prayer requests and your praise reports live. However, if it is not a Friday, please know that you can always send your prayer requests and your praise report to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And know that we are praying for you. Now, this company, Artists International, which was once Artists International and is now Artists Life, was founded over 29 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. And I'm sure that you can get with someone who told you about this call to find out more about Artists Life. There have been testimonies on how the products have really blessed people with whatever they are going through, whatever the ailments are. So as I said, to find out more about the products and about the opportunity in this company, just get with the person who told you about it, because I am a living witness that artists can change your life forever. Now, the New Morning Motivational Call, which is held on Monday through Friday, right after this call, is held by a team of great leaders giving you vital information about the benefits of the artist's products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, that's 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. And today, Charlie Lewis will be the one who will tell you more about the products, well, and about the opportunity. Well, I am not going to hold you much longer, because I am just so excited to introduce our speaker for this morning. She brought the word to us the other day on Tuesday, and what a blessing. And I'm telling you, she had so much to share that there is a part two. And who am I talking about? None other than our very own minister, Bonita Cates, who was born in New Jersey to Henry and Vivian. And she is the youngest of four children. So, Minister Bonita, that's something else we have in common. We are the youngest children. And she moved to Florida and returned to New Jersey, where she met and married Charles Taylor. And she was blessed with the birth of a beautiful, healthy baby girl, Ursula. Well, in 2015, Ursula met and married Jason Harden, and God granted them the best gift ever, and that is Shael, born on September 16, 2017. And it is Minister Bonita's delight to hear Chael call her Bibi, which means grandmother in Swahili. That's another thing we have in common, Minister Bonita, because my grandbaby calls me Bibi as well. Minister Bonita works in the capacity of student support at Montclair State University, where she advises students on course choices and general academic direction. Minister Bonita is currently working on her master's in public health degree at Montclair State University, with a projected and a prospective graduation date of 2021. And we're going to really keep that in prayer. In the name of Jesus, we are agreeing with her. And her focus will be on injustice of the mass incarceration of people of color. And Minister Bonita also earned her bachelor's degree in communications at MSU. Minister Bonita is a proud member of Crown and Cross Christian Church, where she is enriched, enhanced, and empowered by Reverends John and Lula Baker. So as I said, it is my pleasure to introduce to you my sister, my friend. I'm telling you, we have so much in common, because the third thing is that we are both furry four-legged dog lovers, in the name of Jesus. So without further ado, I now present to some and introduce to others our very own Minister Bonita Cates. Minister Bonita, are you there? Yes, I am. Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my dear. God bless you.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate that awesome introduction. Yes, and we are four-legged lovers, and I tell you, there's something to be said about folks that love animals a little bit more than they do humans, but God is faithful, and thank you very much. Thank you very much for the praise and worship, and thank you very much, Tiffany, for eloquently seating and greeting everyone as we are going to listen to what God put on my heart today. I'm going to open this up, and I'm going to just, I thank the audience for your patience with me, but I had a conversation with God, and I said, Father, please, the crying every time, we just have to cut this out. So he assured me that we're going to get through this next 10, 15 minutes, and I will internally, not externally, there will be no tears shed. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you for the platform. Thank you for the two women whose shoes I could not fit that brought this to us, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who have been very faithful and diligent and purposeful to present a place where we can get fed in the morning. Father, I ask you to not only curtail any of the emotions that may come out, but allow me to speak your word that is understood and received and nourished, and have your audience of people be able to walk away and sometimes throughout the day think about something that was mentioned this morning on Master's Call in your telecommunication sanctuary. Father, I appreciate you so much for being by my side and have never left me. And Father, I again ask you to take away anything that is representative of Bonita and make everything about you. And I'm going to close that prayer. And in my brother's name, amen, of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you again very much, audience, for working with me. And I got a lot of messages of encouragement, and I appreciate that. You have no idea. Even if I might not have said anything, I appreciate everything you guys are doing with, for, and to help me through this journey. Yes. Communication. I have a BA in communication. And the class that I took, and I'm not going to stay on this topic long, public speaking was one of the classes that we had to take, thus, you know, communication. And public speaking is the number one fear of people. To have an audience of people giving you their attention, as I do now with, I mean, I heard so many of great speakers that have been on this call, and I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm hearing, and I don't want, because I'll say a name, and I won't say someone else's name, and I don't want to misrepresent, but I stand in awe of so many ministers that have come and shared a word and just eloquently said exactly what I would want to say. And public speaking is one of the most challenging things that anyone will face. So for, I appreciate Tiffany throwing me out there again. So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to start with going through part two. But what I would like to do is I want you to either get your tablet or your Bible, basic instructions before leaving this earth, whatever it is that you have that you can read along with me, Psalms 23. Because that's what we're going to focus on for the next couple of minutes, because that's what got me through that's what got me through the journey that I talked about in part one. Just as a backtrack, I omitted one
of my siblings, because there are only two of us surviving now. It's the eldest and the youngest. The two middles have gone home to be with the Lord. My brother, that transitioned, died a week after I got married, right? It's like, okay. But it's we still have a strong family. And anyway, let's go forward. I wanted to talk about defining through. Through, the definition Webster gives us, is continuing in time towards completion. And I thought, like, wow, continuing in time towards completion. And keep that in mind as we read through Psalms 23. So let's go. Now, Psalms 23 is David's confidence in God's grace. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and amen. It was taught to me that 18 times in this psalm, a pronoun of my, I, or me is mentioned. God is talking to me, you, us. All through this psalm, he's assuring us, I don't care what goes down, I got you. But part of the growth process, right, is to go through. And again, defining through is continuing in time towards completion. Because what is the completion? To sit on the right-hand side of our Father, for him to tell us, you know what, Minister Tiffany, your job on that earth was well done. You know what, Minister Willa, you did a good job. So you go ahead and pick a castle out up in here in heaven, and it's all going to be good. And you're going to find, you're going to come across all your family members, anybody that you lost, any kind of friend, anything. But we complete this journey, right? And I want to thank Minister Willa for this beautiful gift, Tony Evans. I want to use this as a teaching moment for myself because I talked about one time being alone but not lonely. And so Tony Evans, Call for a Purpose, talks about never alone. God longs for a deep and abiding relationship with you, with me, because he is dependable. He wants you to depend on him. If you are healthy, you're unlikely to be going to the doctor's office anytime soon. This is because everything in your body seems to be working and doing what it's supposed to do. But when you become sick or some kind of challenge happens, there we go, running to God. And especially if that sickness continues for a long time, chances are that you will make an appointment to go visit your doctor. Similarly, sometimes God allows troubles or trials in your life to get your focus back onto him and the purpose he has for you. He doesn't want you to walk this road alone. He is with you even when you forget that he's there, and that's to me. He longs to be close to you. His power and grace are with you, and they will continue, and they will comfort and direct you. God sometimes calls us to walk through valleys. I can't promise you that life will be without wind, clouds, and rain. but I can promise you that you don't have to walk through the valley alone. If you will cast your eyes on Jesus Christ, he will meet you where you are. So keep walking. Just like I said on Tuesday, don't put that kickstand down. Don't build a tent. Don't build a house. Don't make it permanent. Keep walking. Keep moving. Don't throw in the towel. Thank you, Tony. I'm here to tell you or to express that I realize that I'm in a family home. There's no one else here physically, but I know I'm not alone. There are so many times when I wake up in the middle of the night, God's getting my attention. Hey, baby, I need to talk to you. And he talks to me. Stop it. He tells me that I am here with you and I got you. My granddaughter, Kyle, God bless her, was my daughter named her Kyle. It's Hebrew, actually, it's Kyle. And it's out of Proverbs 31. And I wanted her to get on the call because she recites the 23rd Psalm. She stumbles a little bit, but she got it. And I just love to hear her say an amen. I'm here to tell you that no matter where you are in this life, in this stage of life, don't stop. This Master's of Public Health is taking me through some changes, but I cannot stop. I am a woman of a certain age, and I'm in class with students that we have a big distinction in age, and I say left, they say right. But my life experience tells me something that they have no idea. But I'm not going to stop because I know the devil has so many distractions. For instance, public speaking. He convinced me, or he thought he had me. No, not with Dr. P.K. Roberts, Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, as I tried to be quiet and not try to be a part of. You know, I'm okay with greeting, and I'm okay with doing, excuse me, hosting. But don't make me speak. Don't make me try to express myself. I can do it if I'm walking around the house and talking to God. We're having this conversation. That's great. But that was the devil. And so I'm walking through this journey of public speaking, walking through this journey of putting the house up for sale, walking through this journey of obtaining my master's of public health so that I could be of assistance to the injustice of the mass incarceration of people of color, how one person can get no jail time and somebody else can get a whole life of jail time. How come one person gets out, another person does not? What is the difference in that? Because my purpose, I believe, is to make a difference when I leave this earth and I pass through this place. I want to be able, somebody can say, Bonita, yeah, she hugged me. A young lady came into my office yesterday. Yeah, no, yesterday, day before, anyway. Oh, it was Tuesday, the day that I ministered. And I was in awe of her. She was fabulous. She's 26 years old, and she was fighting for a grade, justifiably so, I just want to tell you. And we were talking, and she opened up. She had a rescue dog with her. And she said, Miss Kate, I don't have parents. And I said, you absolutely do. She said, no, I don't have any parents. She said, my parents were, I had to leave them. And I, without going into any detail, I got the sense of what she was doing. But what I wanted to say to you is this young lady is 26 years old. She's out here living on her own. She's been in foster care. She doesn't really have a sense that anyone has ever loved her. And God said, hug her. And I hugged her. She just wept. She needed the hug of a parent. She needed to cry. And I whispered in her ear, and I said, you know what? God got you. He did not bring you this far. And she's getting ready to graduate. And I'm absolutely so proud of her because she says now what she's going to do, she's doing something in the athletic, but she now wants to do child advocacy from her journey. And so I say to you, don't stop. Just keep going through. Thank you for the platform. Thank you, Father, for no tears. And I want to turn it back over to you, Minister Willis.
Thank you so much, Minister Benita, for your powerful words, for your transparency. And I want you to know there is strength in your tears. I will be calling you back for the benediction after we go to the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Father, we come to you this morning. We are eternally grateful. Thank you so much for using your daughter, Benita Cates. Thank you, Lord, for pulling out of her what she has always had down on the inside of her. Thank you, Lord, for how she so eloquently and so with such transparency gave us the word this morning, going through. Thank you, Lord, that we know that we are going through, that we are not stuck. So please don't let us put down that kickstand. Please don't let us build a house. Please don't let us seek citizenship in that place where we are not to be, because we are all going through. Oh, Lord, I just ask that you continue to bless your daughter, Benita. Continue to be her strength. Continue to be her guide. Continue to let her know that she is never, ever alone. Father, we pray for favor as she continues her work on her master's in public health. Father, we thank you, Lord, for favor with the instructors, that she gets all the information she needs, Lord, and she is able to be a blessing. After, and even now, she's a blessing as she hugs that young lady and just let her know that she was loved. And, Father, I pray that that young lady will go forward knowing that she is not alone. Oh, God, she just doesn't know the life she could have saved on yesterday. Father, we thank you for how you have touched Mother Josie, how she is at home in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, now we pray for rest for both Mother Josie and for Pastor Vanessa in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for her beautiful daughter who is right there by her side taking care of her. And thank you, God, that you have allowed Pastor Vanessa to have Mother Josie for all these years. Oh, glory be to God. Father, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts' passing, how you are strengthening her day by day. Continue, oh God, to lift her up. Continue to let her know what the next steps are you have for her. But let her be still and know that you are God and she only moves according to your drumbeat. Father, we thank you and we praise you for touching Pastor Everett's sister, Jerry. We thank you, Lord, for touching Aunt Brenda, for healing, oh God, Robin's father, for healing Minister Sharon Stowers, for healing Patricia Shar Johnson. Father, we lift up Patricia before you. We lift up my granddaughter, Taryn, and thank you for the miraculous, so beautiful things that you are doing in her life in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up the Boundary family before you, the Bolden family, the Elmore family, the Gilbert family. Father, all families, oh God, who are being challenged with the grief of the passing of a loved one. Father, we just ask that you touch. Now, Lord, we thank you for our entire TMC family. Father, we ask that you bless our day and be that lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path as we seek to be a blessing to others. We give you praise and we call it done. And for the person who has a birthday on today, Lord, we just ask, oh God, that you bless them immensely. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, my family, you are going to want to go back and hear that message this morning. And you can hear the playback by going to 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Remember, the new morning motivational call is held in right now. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294617-pound. Again, thank you so much, Minister Tiffany and Minister Sharon, for opening us up with praise and worship this morning. How beautiful. And thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for greeting everyone this morning and opening us up with your powerful prayer. And again, thank you, Minister Benita, my sister from another mother, in the name of Jesus. We are just so thankful that God has used you in this mighty way.
And I will now call you back to give us our benediction. But you know my family, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I truly love me some you. Go out and here's Minister Bonita. Minister Bonita, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, praise and worship. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Thank you, Minister Willa. Thank you, co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Ephesians 3:20-21 tells us, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Have a great day.